Welcome to the Everyday Guru Podcast with your hosts, Jared and Tiffany. Each week, we interview everyday gurus who are full of wisdom, love, and laughter, hope-filled stories that need to be shared with the world. We love receiving feedback. Please share, leave a review, or best of all, a voice message.
If you find value in our podcast, please consider supporting us for as little as 99 cents a month by visiting anchor.fm/everydayguru/support.
Hey, everybody. This is Jared, the Everyday Guru. I have with me Tiffany.
Hey, everybody.
And we have a special guest. Love to have her. She's Jacqueline Madison. She's the editor-in-chief of Beverly Hills Magazine, and she's a spiritual success coach. Got to spit that out there. How you doing, Jacqueline?
Hi, I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor to spend some time with you.
Oh, not a problem, not a problem. So I see from your profile, you're originally born in South Africa, originally from South Africa.
Born in South Africa, moved to United States in 93. My parents brought myself and I have three siblings here to pursue the American dream. And well, it turns out I'm living it.
Ah, so can you tell us a bit more about, you know, your magazine, business successes? Sorry about that.
Sure. So, I'm an entrepreneur and I started my professional career in real estate. But, you know, my story is not one of a person who is, you know, self-made and I made all the right decisions and I'm a hotshot and yada, yada. No, it's quite the opposite. I actually reached a point in my life in about 2008 where I realized that I was making all the wrong decisions. My life was not going in the direction I had hoped. I was running into disappointment and failure everywhere I turned. And in that kind of realization of my own inability to make my dreams come true, I humbled myself and I cried out to God. I would call it a repentance prayer, and I asked God to forgive me for my whatever I was doing wrong, and that I really sincerely sought His help. And that was a turning point in my life, and I started being supernaturally guided by God, and I started having prophetic dreams, I'm talking about supernatural signs, wonders, miracles, like just, it's been very strange. It's strange even to, sometimes I say to myself, I'm like, something very strange is happening to me, but it's wonderful because God is manifesting Himself to me. He's revealing Himself to me, and it hasn't stopped, and He's continued to just guide me into building this magazine. And and I started it from no money. I mean, don't be fooled. I was living with my parents. I was completely broke. He put this impossible dream on my heart. And I say, you know, if you have an impossible dream, that's great, because with God, all things are possible. So You don't need money. You need faith. So I knew when God put it on my heart to look up Beverly Hills Magazine to see if the trademark was available, if this was even like a real thing I was thinking, or was I just like, you know, in La La Land? But it was available. I was like, wow. Oh my gosh, the trademark.
Yeah, I can't believe that. That is amazing, because it is such a profound name. It's prestigious. So yeah, I the fact that you got, because I'm an IT guy by profession, so you know, Beverly Hills Magazine, you know, Beverly Hills alone is gold, but to put I can just tell, yeah, those are three common, you know, sought after words. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a world famous brand in and of itself. So I was like, wow. Wow. First of all, thank you, Jesus. I love you. And then second of all, oh my goodness, this is going to be a tremendous walk of faith, because I didn't have the resources. You know, I didn't even own the website URL. I had some big company owned it. And I was like, oh, Lord, have mercy. They're going to want like $250,000 just for the URL. Wow. I think I had maybe like 25 cents in the bank at the time. I was like, oh, God. No, I'm serious. But it,
no, I would have thought too. I would have thought the same thing, you know?
Yeah, but in all seriousness, I say I'm just an ordinary girl living an extraordinary life because I've just activated my faith. And I say I'm living on a prayer because I live a very devoted prayer life, and I seek God every day for spiritual empowerment, and he just supernaturally manifests the right opportunities, the right people. He opens the right doors. It's a supernatural walk, and it begins by activating your faith, because God's word actually says faith is the evidence of things not seen and the substance of things hoped for, which means it's an intangible, it's a substance, it's an actual spiritual substance that allows God's power to move, because God is spirit. And he marries your faith, your level of faith, in order to manifest into the physical, your heart's desires. And I say your heart's desires because God says, delight yourself in me and I'll give you the desires of your heart. So I had attempted to start two magazines prior to this one. Both failed miserably. But now, in hindsight, I don't actually believe in failure, because I learned so much, and all of those lessons are now serving me because I'm applying them to this now amazing opportunity God gave to me. But he didn't open this door of opportunity until I actually started seeking him. Because at the time, remember, like I said, I cried to God, I repented, and I started building my relationship with God. And simultaneously, he started helping me build my dream life. And so I say there's free will and there's God's will. So God's will is your dream life, because he will guide you and lead you on the path that will allow you to use all your gifts and talents that he put in you, in your spirit, that are inborn. One of mine is a writer, okay? So I started the magazine writing one article at a time just on my website, okay? For the first 2 years I was doing that. In fact, I have a team, praise the Lord. But but what happens when your relationship with God becomes more committed and just grows in intimacy through your prayer life and through your, you know, reading of his word, he activates your spiritual gifts to a whole nother level. Now you can achieve and accomplish even more. So I say that because he's also allowed me to write a scripted series, a television show series based on my life as editor-in-chief that I'm going to star in, produce, and continue to write. But I wrote a 13-episode season one in like 6 to 8 weeks. And then I've written books, you know, I've written a book called The Seven Oracles of Success, where I'll teach you the seven spiritual secrets of success that I've learned and applied in my relationship with God in order to live my dream life. And this is available for everybody. It's just a matter of whether, see, I say, you know, this book is for those who believe that all things are possible. And, you know, you have to believe that your destiny is already written, that everything you could ever want or desire is already achieved because it's predestined for you. But you have to be willing to own your own destiny in order to become your greatest self. So are you going to take that leap of faith and go to God and seek his guidance and instruction to lead you and guide you on the right path? Because there is a right path and a wrong path. God continually reassures me, you're on the right track, you're on the right path. Because he gives me prophetic dreams. So every morning, every other morning, I do my dream analysis and he literally tells me what's going to happen. God will tell me to cancel a meeting. He's had me cancel all expense paid vacations because they weren't his will. And every time he causes me or commands me to because I've already committed to him. I've committed to obey him. So I'm willing to do whatever he tells me. I've already admitted my own failure, right? I've already admitted my own defeat. I've humbled myself under the hand of God, and in due season, he lifts you up. That's what his word says. And that's what I've done. And every time he guides me away from something I, in my own self will attempt to try and control, he opens a new door of opportunity or brings forth something and manifests something I could never have manipulated for myself. So God's will is always way better than anything you could even try to accomplish on your own.
Yeah. When did you become born again, or were you brought up in the church, or how?
So my aunt took me to church when I was maybe 3 or 4, and I remember being this big church and worshiping God, and I remember speaking in tongues like la 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 la. I don't even know. Something spiritual happened to me when I was a child, though. And I remember seeing this book, and I was like, oh, this is a special book. And obviously it was the Bible, right? But then we all venture into the world, and the devil, you know, has his way, and he sort of lures us into paths that aren't for, that are really for our destruction. And I say, I've danced with the devil and I've played in the dark, but there's no greater love than the light of our God. And so throughout my teenage years and my 20s, you know, I was living for the flesh, for the lusts of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. You know, but God's word says that's not of God, that's of the world. And so, but I always believed in Jesus. I always believed in God. But I wasn't walking with him, and I certainly wasn't walking in his will for my life. It wasn't until I came to a place of utter defeat and failure. But sometimes God will do that. He will allow you to come to a point of utter failure in order to realize that you actually need him. You know, in God's mercy, he allows you to fail. He allows you to endure hardship so that you can recognize you actually have a need to depend on him. And that's what he did for me. And now I can't live without him. I actually feel like I can't even breathe without him. I seek God for guidance. And that's the thing. Like, don't pray for money. Don't see, God says you ask, you have not because you ask not, because you only ask to spend it on your lusts. You know, people are like, oh, I want a Ferrari, or I want a big house, or I want clothes to be, I want, you know, material things. No, you've got to ask God for spiritual things. First of all, ask for his will to be established in your life, because God won't deny himself. And if you were sincere in that, you better watch out. You're going to start having supernatural encounters with God, and he's going to start leading you on his path for your life, your destiny. And, ask for spiritual things like wisdom, instruction, guidance, perseverance, strength. Ask for divine alignment, strategic connections. Ask for the right people, the right relationships. Ask for clarity, peace and joy. Ask for these things, because when you get spiritually empowered and those things are aligned with God's will, then the material and the physical will fall into place. That's the thing. You've got to put your spiritual growth and your spiritual riches first, and then the material riches and material prosperity will manifest. But one thing I want to also make clear, prosperity is not just having money. There's a lot of people that have money that are not really prospering. They have sickness, their relationships are deteriorating or dysfunctional, they have addictions, they're in destructive behavioral patterns, or even mindsets. Prosperity, the prosperity of the Lord, when you're walking in your destiny and in the blessed life that Christ died on the cross to give us, is a continual trajectory of growth in every facet of your life. This is spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically. That means your physical health and endurance, you know, your exercise habits, your diet, and materially. God's word says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. So there's a lie that says, oh, you're a Christian, you have to be poor. No, quite the contrary. Actually, if you read the word of God, you'll see that God always, always prospers his faithful servants. Well, actually, let me not make that so concrete, because even the early disciples, they humbled themselves and they had to endure hardship because they were carrying a cross. So let me make that clear, because I have to be clear that I am living my blessed life from the Lord because I have submitted to him, but I certainly have to carry a cross. So that means I'm going to endure trials and tests. Are you guys there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here. We're listening, Eric. I'm absorbed by your story.
Yeah,
so we're
definitely.
I have to endure trials. And this is what God, what Jesus means when he says, you know, deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me. So there was a time when I had to forsake things like relationships and friendships mm-hmm. and things just to keep following God, because he was leading me in a certain way, you know?
Right.
And he required me to do certain things. But on that journey has led me forth into such a fruitful and wonderful place of becoming who he has created me to be. I'm living a life, and I'm the person that I always knew in my heart I I was deep down, you know what I mean? But I wasn't actually living it. And I think we all have that. Like, we have this ideal self in our inner being that we know we are. And I think that that's God's call on our spirit, but we just don't know how to bring it forth. But my, what I'm here to tell you is that it manifests when we walk with the Lord. Mm-hmm. So I've written my book, Seven Oracles of Success, and I have a webinar where you can, where I delve into these spiritual secrets of success. And I also have a 4-week coaching program called Live Your Dream Life. You can find everything from my website at jackmadison.com.
Yeah, I'll put that on.
No, but yeah, sevenoraclesofsuccess.com, liveyourdreamlife.com. I also have the book, mywalkwiththelord.com. Just so many spiritual resources that if this, you know, is touching your heart in any way and you have any interest in really stepping into your own destiny and truly living your dream life, because I'm a living testimony that God is real, that He's got a good plan for your life, that if you really sincerely go to Him and seek His will for your life, He's going to guide you onto that path. And it's going to be wonderful, but it's going to be challenging. Don't get me wrong. God says you're going to have tribulation in this world, but I've overcome the world. So He guides you through every obstacle and every challenge, and He promises that no weapon formed against you will prosper. A weapon could be a person trying to block you from stepping into your destiny. It could be a financial hardship. It could be an attack of the devil against your mind or your health. It could be anything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
we are more than conquerors through Christ who loves us. And we've got to step into this full understanding of our true identities as children of God. When you repent and you get born again and you submit to His will, you become royalty. And we have to all elevate into this new understanding of our identities as children of God and our inheritance in the kingdom of God. We're not supposed to be broken down, trodden and depressed and defeated. You know, we're supposed to live abundant and a prosperous lives walking with God. That's His will for us, for all of His children.
Yeah. Can I just stop you for a second? So
the mic is yours.
Oh, sorry. It's okay. It's okay. Just wanted to ask your opinion about COVID. I mean, in kind of get your thoughts on that, because COVID's on a lot of people's minds. You know, we have, like you said, people depressed, suicidal. Well, not what you said. I'm adding some to it. Suicidal, loneliness. What are your thoughts? You think that's a lack of God, a lack of resilience? I mean, what are your thoughts?
So here's the deal. God is in control of absolutely everything. Everything. As difficult as a pill that might be to swallow, He is in control of everything. So it's a small morsel of God's judgment to shake what needs to be shaken, so that people who have been in rebellion and living so far against Him, to shake them up, to kind of, in a way, I say God sent all of us to our room. He's stopped everything and He's sent all of us to our room and given us a chance to reflect on our lives, to reset and get back to what's truly important, which
That's
is
funny.
Home, family, you know, togetherness, mm-hmm. unity. So yep. Even in the midst of chaos, God is working it for good, because actually God's plan is to bless the United States. It's to, you know, actually, if you look, it's in the sheepfold of Jerusalem, Jerusalem. So America is dear to God. So COVID is just, and, you know, the devil does have some power to manipulate things and bring forth evil in the world. Don't get me wrong. We live in a fallen world, that we exist in the presence of evil. That's why there's hate and murder and death. That's why we die. It's because there's a curse on sin. So we are constantly, you know, waging and walking through the battle between good and evil. And that's just what we're witnessing. But God allows certain evil to manifest, either to bring a form of judgment or a form of correction, so that our eyes can be opened. And ultimately, God's purpose for everything is always for our hearts to turn to Him and to start seeking Him and to start walking in righteous ways, so that we can be blessed, because that's a requirement. It's a prerequisite. If you want to be blessed of the Lord, you must live righteously.
Oh, absolutely. And I think in these trying times, more people are turning to religion, towards faith. I think it's bringing families closer. And just from talking to other guests that I've had, Tony Lloyd was one of them. You can listen to him on a podcast that I did with him. And he was a Fortune 500 CEO. He was miserable, depressed. I think he had anxiety issues. And yeah, he turned his life around because of, you know, people think, oh, you know, you got the Ferraris, you got this, you got that. But your life's a mess. That's, I mean, look at, just go out driving. I'm sure, you know, you're from LA, right? I'm going to get that right, LA?
Yeah.
So I'm just making sure I got that right. Sometimes I remember sometimes lapses, right? I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. And just go in LA traffic and watch people and see the utter chaos, you know?
Well, nothing material can satisfy our souls. We are born into the world with nothing, and it's certain we can take nothing out. So it's actually foolishness to try and gain any sort of fulfillment from anything material. See, we need to come to the realization that we're eternal spiritual beings having a temporary earthly experience. And see, God has actually placed a part of all of our spirits within us that can only be fulfilled and completed by communion and relationship with Him. It's kind of a little mystery. It's a spiritual mystery. That's why someone who seemingly has it all always kind of still feels an emptiness, because only your relationship with the living God, Jesus Christ, the Lord God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, can satisfy that place, that longing. You know, he's the missing link for each and every one of us. That's so, walking with Him is just absolutely amazing. God is incredible. Yeah.
So I think, and I'm sure you'd probably agree with me, that, well, of course, as my phone lights up, sorry about that, peeps. Hope it didn't pick me too much.
Popular guy, Jared, popular guy.
You know, well, of course, you know, it goes on vibrate. It doesn't shut it up. It goes on vibrate, of course. So getting back. So yeah, to what you were saying, you see that in the world today. You know, people have all these material possessions and they show them off on social media. But people underneath are lonely. I've talked to so many people who have so much, but yet they're still very lonely.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, prayer, your prayer life is really your source of power and spiritual empowerment from heaven. People, I think, underestimate the power of prayer, because I eat one meal a day. I eat only fruits and vegetables. I don't drink water, and I eat once between 6 and 7 a.m. So what I do is I deny my flesh so that I bring my flesh into submission to the spirit so that I can hear God, because God is spirit and He lives in the spirit. So we have to walk in the spirit and essentially crucify your flesh every day. And, you know, it took me, I would say a year or two to really, and a process of slowly eliminating things, in order to get to this point of fasting in this way, to where now it's just my lifestyle.
So we got a year, Tiffany.
I mean, to each their own, but it's really powerful, because you actually can hear God clearly. You see in the spirit, you can sense supernatural things, and you have more supernatural encounters. And that's how God intended it. You know, before Adam and Eve fell, there was the spiritual realm was more active. But because sin entered, God can't be in the presence of sin. That's why his actual presence only manifests in holy places. So that's why, really, if you want God's the fullness of His glory to manifest in your life, then you want to consecrate yourself and come to a place of personal holiness, which just means coming out of the wicked ways of the world. You know. Mm-hmm. Denying your flesh and seeking God's righteous ways and living and walking by them, spending time in God's word, reading His word, worshiping Him. It's really just a purification of your spirit. Being baptized and born again is part of that process, where you commit to God a clean conscience, you know, and you want to cast off those sins of the flesh and walk in the spirit. And if you're sincere, because God knows the thoughts and intentions of every heart, and He tests all of our hearts and minds every day, and you're sincere, and He finds you to be sincere and your faith to be true, You're unstoppable. You can do anything because with God, all things are possible. And he loves, his eyes go to and fro all over the earth, seeking whose heart is perfect towards him so he can show himself mighty on behalf of them. God is amazing. So, and he loves you. He loves each and every one of us. That's the other thing. People don't realize how much God loves us all. If people had a true revelation of God's love, oh my goodness, you would never want to be away from him. You would, and actually that's kind of how I feel. I would like to spend most of my time in my prayer closet praying to God or worshiping him or reading the Bible, because that's where his presence manifests. I get spiritual downloads, revelations. I get spiritual understanding, epiphanies. I mean, there's power in God's word and in the prayer closet.
Oh yeah, definitely, for sure. So when you spend time in prayer, yeah, good things happen. For you know,
yeah,
just in your own body, like just to share with my audience. Obviously, they can't feel what I'm feeling. Maybe they can. I don't know. Maybe they can get a spirit. Hoping they can. Yeah. You know, I always thinking this. I gotta remember. Like you're thinking the spiritual, I gotta, because I'm a very analytical guy because of my IT background. So I think analytically, you know, and in the flesh, so I gotta, you know, reprogram my brain to think more in the spiritual realm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, not so much in the mind, in the spirit, you know, and I think we gotta have that balance. It's good to be analytical and have common sense. And you know what I mean?
Well, those are part of your giftings and talents, most likely. Yeah, it's really a marrying of the spirit, your higher spiritual self, with your earthly self, you know?
Exactly. Learning to tune that out sometimes, or because when you're in a quiet place, that's when you can, correct me if you feel differently, feel your spiritual, your spirit come in.
But I'm not talking about meditation. I don't want to, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm talking about like an actual prayer where you go and you're entering into the presence of God and you're going in sort of a mindset and a posture of reverence and awe, that, you know, because he's witnessing everything. So if he knows your heart, that's your heart intention, you're going into a place to be with him, to seek him, mm-hmm. his spirit, to ask him to come and meet you in that place. I mean, God has manifested himself to me in like a thunder and cloud storm. You know, I've rainbows indoors, just like amazing stuff. I've had out of body experiences. Nothing's impossible with God. That's the thing. And so nothing is impossible for you when you really start walking with him. And this can manifest in any facet of your life. That's why my whole message and philosophy is live your dream life. And I mean it. And that's why I also guarantee your success. If you are faithful and sincere and you apply these seven oracles of success, you will step into your own destiny and your God-given purpose, and you will live your dream life, because I am.
Great.
Yep.
Great. Unless you have anything to add, I'm going to put all your information there in the show notes. And
sums it up.
People can connect with you on their own time. I'm sure you're very good about answering emails. That's for sure. I must say, I appreciate you getting back to me so fast, and it was great having you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. It's been such an honor. I love you both. I'm praying for you. I love all your listeners. Just remember, aww, God is love, and he is so good. You know, and with God, all things are possible. So pursue your impossible dream. Glory to God. I am capable of nothing. It's only by his spirit that I can do anything. So all glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yep. Amen.